President Donald Trump is a polarizing figure. While he's certainly not the first politician to be polarizing, the gap between supporters and detractors continues to grow wider. A new Wall Street Journal NBC poll finds the gap between Republicans who support the president and Democrats who don't is 79 points. About 9% of Democrats responding to the poll have positive feelings for the president, compared to nearly 90% of Republicans. The gap is higher than the one for President Obama at the same time of his first term. About 70 points was the gap then, and far higher than either George W. Bush or Bill Clinton in July of their first terms. So, what does such a deep divide mean as we close in on 100 days until the 2018 midterm election? This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, consider the elections.
NBC and ABC polling out shows that Trump approval's overall declining, his handling of Putin meeting poor. But here's a couple of takeaways. His standing with the GOP is at an all-time high of 88%. Why?
I believe that Republicans believe. Let me make sure the viewers know I'm saying what Republicans believe. I'm not saying what I believe. But my honest assessment is that Republicans, not just the Trump base, but general conservative Republican Americans believe that the mainstream media is dominated by liberal thinking people who, whether they are directly exercising an intentional bias or because they possess one, are simply judging Trump by rules that they apply that tend to favor more liberal thinking, and that we in the media are treating Trump unfairly, and there's a galvanizing effect you have perfectly reasonable conservative Republican people who say, why don't you all just leave him alone? Yeah, he tweets wild. I don't approve of that. Yeah, I wish he wouldn't say this. But you all are just obsessing on him because you disapprove of him, because you're more liberal than he is. I don't believe that is true. We could have a whole discourse on it someday. Sure. There's no need. But I believe it is a true factor.
It's a sympathetic backlash among Republican voters towards Trump.
And then they think, well, okay. I heard a guy from the National Review on NewsHour Friday evening taking David Brooks' place opposite Mark Shields. Editor of the National Review, whose name is sadly escaping both of us right now, yeah. Apparently. But he was saying, look, I don't approve of Trump's behavior. I think it's dangerous to tear up, to seem to be tearing up NATO and then meet privately with Putin and carry on favorably toward Putin. However, he said this was not a good summit for Putin because the American, the Republican Party, the rest of the people in the Trump administration, the Democrats, the people, are rallying against him. And in fact, from what we know, he asked for these people to be investigated, that we give up a couple people. That's not going to happen. His point was, it's almost like a bad cop, good cop routine, or a dumb cop, bad cop routine, which is, don't pay attention to what Trump says. The policy is actually tougher than it was in Obama's time. Mm-hmm. So, and I think a lot of Republicans are rallying to that. Remember, I know I ramble, but this is the highest number ever of favorable rating for a Republican president, except for George W. after 9/11.
Yeah.
So George W., not a successful president, a man who had a lot of trouble getting reelected, also had these kinds of numbers. There is a general partisan rallying to a Republican president, and Trump benefits from it, from the sympathetic backlash.
These poll numbers would also bear this out, too. Standing with independents, not very good. They want a Democrat-controlled Congress, 48-26%, which is, those are big numbers right there. So what's going to mean more for the midterms, do you think? Is it the GOP enthusiasm for Trump, even though he's not on the ballot, but they feel like that they'll have to go out and vote for their candidates in order to support and protect him? Or will it be this independent swing vote that changes the makeup of Congress potentially? What's going to be bigger?
Right now, history would suggest, as if history was any guide in the current time, that the motivation of the party out of power will be greater. But also typically, white conservative voters outvote more than some of the standard identity politics constituencies of the Democrats. So there's that. But I think the Democrats have an excellent chance to make gains because the recoiling against the percolating fervor among Democrats that this guy is just a disgrace is, I think, stronger even than the sympathetic backlash at present. But all of this is utterly, totally geographic. Mm-hmm. Old rules of politics, of national politics, are secondary now to the new rule, which is most places are firmly whatever they are. And they're firmly Republican or they're firmly Democrat. I don't think anything happening nationally is helping Clark Tucker a great deal. In fact, I think the thing at the top of the front page of the Sunday New York Times, and this is my column tomorrow, this democratic socialist movement among young people, this liberal insurgency that it's time to go all in for higher minimum wage and Medicare for all and free college, and let's quit finessing that Nancy Pelosi is not liberal enough for them. I think that further isolates Arkansas from the National Democratic Party and red states. Mm-hmm. It's where the votes are. I don't think the Democrats have much chance to make significant gains in the Senate. I still don't. But the House ought to be, right now, odds on they can make gains and possibly take over the House. On my premise at present, that the recoiling against Trump is stronger than the sympathetic backlash.
And those things can always change.
By next week, ask me again.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find news throughout the day and throughout the week at TalkBusiness.net.